I want to say thank you to all of you who have been praying for me this week. I have a peace like I have never known about being up here in front of you guys. So thank you for your prayers. Also, I want to say thank you to the worship team. It is amazing how I don't have to say anything more. Those songs were point on exactly confirmation of what God has for me to share today. So thank you for sharing. I want to thank you if you are joining us online. And I do want you to know that we are honoring mothers today. And so we have flowers in the house. And so symbolically, we give them to you and we thank you for being moms, for that gift of life. So a long time ago, when DJ and I were dating, we weren't even engaged, I came up for the meet the family visit, right? I'm from Kansas, coming to Alaska. This is like a huge adventure for me. And so my husband, then boyfriend, saw fit to take me up to Hatcher Pass. Now, Hatcher Pass, 30-some years ago, was a different place than it is now. You could go a lot more places. You could take a lot more risks. It was before the museum was developed. And so he decided that we were going to go up to the mine entrance, which would be across a snowbank, which was fine. I was like, okay, it's Alaska. There's still snow on the mountain. Makes sense. We get going, and there's been some people there before us. We could tell because there were footprints in the snow. And I don't remember who was in front of who. But anyway, we're walking along, and it happened. I stepped out of those footprints. And I found myself falling, and seriously, I thought my life was over. But I only sank up to my hip, but with one leg. So the other leg was up there. Thankfully, I didn't break anything. It was just my pride. But that was my initiation to hiking in Alaska. And I don't remember exactly how I got rescued. I just know that I did get rescued and put back on the path. And we continued up to the mine entrance. And it was interesting. We actually went in just a little bit, as I recall. Not very far, but that was my introduction to hiking in Alaska. And my sermon today is titled, Who's Following in Your Footsteps? From that hike, I learned three very important lessons. It's important to carefully follow in the footsteps of those who have gone before you, right? And then I also learned it's equally important to travel with someone who has experienced hiking that trail. And then my third thing that I learned was I've always got to keep my sense of humor and have some heaping helpings of forgiveness, right? Because I could have gotten really scared, could have gotten really mad, could have said, let's go, I'm out of here. No, no. He was still my honey back then, right? So that wasn't going to happen. But I did remember, I did learn that I needed to keep my sense of humor. So today we're going to look at those three things and the theme of going on a hike. And I'm going to struggle out of this real quick. And we're going to see how these three lessons illustrate what Jesus' last words were to his disciples before he ascended back into heaven, just before he left. And so I'm going to put this right here, and I'm going to call Margarita. And is Abigail wanting to come help? Abigail, I'm asking you to come be our prayer leader. Would you like to do that? I think she would. Okay, you want to get up here? so we could see you. Good girl. All right, you feel safe? All righty. So I'm going to turn this on, and I'm going to hold it for you. Okay, so say, we're going to pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for your word, the Bible. I invite you to speak into my life. I ask that your word will guide me, correct me, change me, and make my faith in you stronger than before. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Abigail. Can I help you down? Thank you, sweetheart. You can go back to your mom. Okay. And so now Margarita is going to read our main scripture for the day. Of the age. Very good. Thank you. Thank you, Margarita. For now, you can go back to your seat. Okay, so kids, be aware of what's going on. I might call you up. I will be calling you up, guys. So the first main point is we are going to hike on. Hey, Jeremiah, you want to come help me next? Jesus calls us to go on a hike. Ooh, he's ready. Mr. Kit, you want to come on up here and help him? Yep, it's this sign marker. Okay, Jeremiah? So you and Mr. Kit are going to put this sign marker right up there on that wooden post, okay? It's Velcro. Should work really easily for you. So our Great Commission that Margarita just read gives us our mission. What are we supposed to be doing? First he said, go, make disciples, right? So it's an action. You need to get going. What is a disciple? Thank you, Jeremiah. You can go back to your seat. Nice job. Yeah? Amen. Amen. Thank you. A disciple is a personal follower of Jesus. It is one who accepts and then assists in spreading the gospel of Christ. And then what was the next thing he asked us to do? To baptize in the name. I'm not sure whether he literally meant the baptizing. I'm sure that was involved. But we should be immersed, soaked in the name of God. God the Father. That's where we receive our identity as a child of God. And God the Son. Jesus, our Messiah, who took on our sin. He's our only hope of salvation. And God the Holy Spirit, whose work it is to sanctify our soul. The songs we sang today just illustrated that as well. And then we are to teach obedience to his commands. Is obedience easy? Not usually. I want to do what I want to do when I want to do it, right? But God calls us to surrender that and take up his will. Our supporting scripture for that is found in Proverbs chapter 22, verses 5 and 6. This is about what happens when we step out of those footsteps. In the paths of the wicked are thorns and snares, but he who guards his soul stays far from them. So if you're following along on your outline, kiddos and adults, if you may have picked one of these up, Jesus gives us our mission. Okay, that's our first point. All right, second point. Let's see. How about Margarita and Avery? Would you like to work together on this one? You can say no if you don't want to. Yeah? You want to come up? Okay. Margarita and Avery, why don't you come on up? Okay. So I'd like you girls to go ahead and put this sign up on the next signpost, the one that's right behind me here. Okay? Work together. Margarita, let her help you. There you go. And so what do you see on this sign? Can you guys see? Get me out of the way. Thank you, girls. You can go back to your seats. What do you see? Shout it out. Hikers. Is there just one? There's two. And they're doing what? They're following each other, right? Somebody that's the leader and somebody who's following. Last Sunday, I played a kind of a fun and revealing game with the kids. We played a closed eyes, follow the leader. And we led them through kind of a slalom path. And I thought maybe this lesson just didn't even need to be taught because I asked them the question, who are you following? There was just a few seconds hesitation and then, Jesus! Oh, okay, lesson over. but I also wanted them to go through that experience of blindly following. And I played a little trick on them and I snuck in front of Kit. And so Kit was leading them, but then I was also leading them. And so this point is that Jesus guides us on our mission. He is our trail guide, okay? So Margarita had the right answer, Jesus. In Psalms 32:8, it says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you and watch over you. So Jesus is our trek team guide, I guess we're going to call him for now. I'm going to call Luke and Violet and Kit up. We're going to take a little stretch break, and I'm going to ask them to, Kit, I want you to stay right here, and Luke, I'd like you to take this end of the rope, and Violet, you take that end of the rope. You're now our clothesline. Thank you. We're actually, no, I better not call it that because we're going to hang sheep on it. okay, kids, teenagers, adults, whoever wants to, there are six sheep hidden in the room. Kids, please only grab one. Okay, look and look. Look and look. Where are they? Up and move. Up and move. Where are they? Go ahead and take them back to your seat. Go ahead and take them back to your seat. There you go. Thanks for sharing with her. Okay. Hold them up in the air so we can count. One, two, three, four, five, six. We got them. All right. Thank you. Now, you can look on the back of that. And DJ, go ahead and put John 10:27 up. There we go. All right. So here's what our memory verse is today. I'm going to read it to you once. Then I'm going to ask you to say it with me and read it with me. And then we're going to work the puzzle, and we're going to figure out who has which words, okay? So the words are, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they know me. So with me, together, My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they know me. Good job. They know me or they follow me. Good. All right. Who has number one? Bring it on up and hand it to Mr. Kit, please. And Kit, take it to the clothesline. Who has number two? Hand it to Mr. Kit, please. Thank you. Number three. Nice, Jeremiah. Thanks for the hustle. Number four. Abigail's going to hustle it up here, too. It's okay. Pull it tighter. Pull it tighter, yep. Do you see how my team is so flexible? They do everything I ask them to do. They're great. What are we on? One, two, three, four, five? Who has number five? And number six. All right. Look at him hustle. All right. Thank you for bringing your inner child to church today. I'm really glad. All right. So Luke and Violet, hold it up as high as you can. There you go. Pull it tight. So one more time together. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they know me. Or they follow me. Sorry, different versions. Okay, so go ahead and lay that down, and I want you to come stand together right here for me. So I mentioned that my team is very flexible, and I want to say thank you to them. And so, knowing Miss Karen, you know this is going to be kind of cutesy and silly, right? Okay, so here we go. It says, thank you for your commitment. These are for your enjoyment because of your investment. All right, so everything in here, I hope you like mint. Luke, thank you. And Violet, thank you so much. Can you give them a round of appreciation? All right. For now, you can go sit down. Yep, enjoy your munchies. For the rest of you, there is trail mix out on the, if you're hungry, I'm just saying, it's there, and there's water, too. Okay, so we have... Jesus gives us our mission, and Jesus guides us on our mission. He is our trail guide. Main point number three, Jesus calls us back to our mission. When we make those missteps, he does call us back into line. The gospel is a reconciliation story. So take the time to rest in him, refresh your mind, body, and spirit through confession, review the lesson that you learned, and then return to the trail and keep hiking. So we are hiking on Margarita, why don't you come on up? Mr. Kit, you want to help her? Because this is kind of a... Oh, she can get it. But you can help her out. Goes on that third signpost right over there. So we are hiking on... Yep, thank you, Margarita. You guys are so flexible. Thank you. reconciliation doesn't feel good sometimes. There was the big one when we first decided to follow Jesus, right? First Colossians 1:22-23 says, "But now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death, to present you holy in his sight, without blemish, and free from accusation. If you continue in your faith." Kids, what's the sign for faith? Remember? What you believe and rely on, right? Faith. If you continue in your faith, established and firm, not moved from the hope held out in the gospel. This is the gospel that you heard and that has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven. All four gospels refer to the Great Commission from their own perspective. Matthew and Mark focus on the work of leading others to Jesus being our mission. Luke emphasizes our mission is a fulfillment of the Old Testament scriptures. Just as Jesus was a fulfillment of the scriptures, so is our mission, our job that he gave us. In John 21, verses 15 to 22, we find John's version of the Great Commission. And he emphasized the reconciliation of Peter. And I know Pastor J.R. shared about Peter last week, but I just see that as confirmation that I'm on the right track, so stick with me. The story goes that Jesus was on the beach and he was preparing a breakfast. And, you know, Simon Peter had returned to what he knew. He had gone back to fishing, and so had some of the other disciples. And so they were out fishing and they weren't having very good luck. And Jesus appeared on the shore and he said, "How's it going?" And they said, "Not too good." And they recognized who he was. And he gave them another harvest, over 100 fish, 153. It says the number in the Bible for some reason. It's exact. And so Simon Peter gets into the boat and brings the haul in. And they're there talking with Jesus. And in John 21, verses 15 to 22, it says, "When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, 'Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?' 'Yes, Lord,' he said. 'You know that I love you.' Jesus said, 'Feed my lambs.' Again, Jesus said, 'Simon, son of John, do you love me?' He answered, 'Yes, Lord, you know that I love you.' Jesus said, 'Take care of my sheep.' The third time he said to him, 'Simon, son of John, do you love me?' Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, reminder that he had denied him three times. He asked him again, 'Do you love me?' He said, 'Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you.' Jesus said, 'Feed my sheep. Very truly I tell you, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not go.' Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. And then he said to him, 'Follow me.'" Sound familiar? Way back when Simon Peter first met the Messiah, what did he say to him? "Come, follow me." So Jesus was calling him back to the mission. "Come, follow me." And then Peter turned and saw that the disciple whom Jesus loved was following them. he was doing that. This was the one who had leaned back against Jesus at the supper and had said, "Lord, who is going to betray you?" When Peter saw him, he asked, "Lord, what about him?" And Jesus answered, "If I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you? You must follow me. You must follow me." He has to surrender his will, as we do, to follow him. So I asked the kids last week, who are you following? And Margarita immediately said, Jesus, right? Well, then I asked them to dig a little deeper and look right in front of you. Who are you following? And Margarita said, Abigail. Abigail said, Jeremiah. Jeremiah said, Mr. Kit. Mr. Kit said, Mrs. Karen. And then I asked, and who are we all following? Right answer, everybody? Jesus. That's right. So I'm going to give you a little time of reflection. Mitchell, we're already to that time, if you would come up. If you have the worship guide, you're going to see, kids, you're going to see those familiar footprints, but they don't have any words on them. And they have the question, who are you following? And who is following in your footsteps? Not just that you're following Jesus, but who are those mentors in your life? Who is feeding into you? Pastor JR, a Bible study leader like Miss Benita. who's feeding into your life? So I'm going to give you a few minutes to reflect on that, and then also to think about who is in your realm of influence. Who is following in your footsteps? It may be your children. It may be your friends. It may even be your parents. Anyone who's at that point where they're deciding whether or not to join the mission, right? So I'm going to give you a few minutes while Mitchell plays this song, which I think you might recognize. Thank you, Mitchell. I don't know if you recognize that song, I Have Decided to Follow Jesus. Do you know the story of that song? I was reading up on it yesterday. It's out of India. Many long years ago, several hundred years ago, before India was divided up into states, very close to the gospel, of course, there was a revival in England and the British Isles, and they sent missionaries into India. They weren't welcome, but one Celtic missionary did get in to India, and he came to a village, and he was quietly preaching the gospel, and he got one convert, and that one convert told his family, and his family converted to Christianity. And in India, which was all closed at that time, this was a very dangerous thing to do. And the time came when they were found out, and they were brought out in front of the village leaders, and they were about to be killed, I believe. They were about to be punished. And spontaneously, he wrote this song, and it's to an Indian tune. He said, "No, I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for giving us our identity and our purpose in you. And I pray, Lord, for those who have maybe not made that decision to follow you yet, Lord, that you would continue through others to pull on their hearts, Lord, and draw them to you. Thank you, Lord, for those who go with us on this journey, Lord. And I pray that you will stir within us those urgings to go to those people that we thought of during our reflection time and get back to work. In Jesus' name, amen. Worship team, would you come?